What's going on, podcast listeners? Neil here for another episode of the Remote Local Podcast. Today, we are going to do a case study update on Dan Blaker. Dan is franchisee number two at Made This. He started in, almost 2 years ago, late 2021, somewhere around there?
Yeah, it's about 4 months out from 2 years.
Okay. And yes, Dan's been in the game for a while. So I'm going to ask Dan a little bit about how he's liked everything, how things are going, and he can give us some insight into the progress of a franchisee and someone who starts a remote local business to begin with. So first of all, Dan, stoked to have you on.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me on. This is cool. I was actually listening to a few episodes before this to make sure I sound all right. Yeah, man.
Sounds good. Well, Dan, first of all, when did you start Made This? I know it's late 2020, but I don't know when you actually opened up operations. Do you remember?
It was 2021, actually.
2021, right.
Yeah, so I think we were talking in like March or April, and then it was around July is when I got everything set up into like my initial learn the business, and then mm-hmm. we launched September 2021, like September 1st.
Okay, cool. So coming up on a few months until the 2 year mark. It's crazy, man. Time flies. I feel like you've been here since the beginning.
I feel like it.
Well, Dan, kind of a broad question, but how has your life changed from when you started till now? Like, what was the situation back then? What is your situation now?
There's a lot of things. I guess I can get a little personal with it. So when I started, I wasn't married. So that's a big change about business related.
Because of Made This, you got married. Yes.
That's right. Yeah. We can definitely put that up on my website, you know? But no, for sure. When I started, I was working full time. I was like a traveling salesperson for a construction company here in South Carolina. And I mean, you remember, I was working 6 days a week from like 8 a.m. to 10 p.m., had a bunch of appointments. It was a lot. It was a haul. And, you know, I was away from my fiance at the time. She mm-hmm. wasn't too happy about the job. I started Made This. And then it was maybe like 5 or 6 months after that, I like didn't work for that job anymore. And I didn't really notice how draining that position was on me and like my personal relationships until I kind of cut ties and I'm like, all right, let's fully commit to, my Made This location. And my life really has changed quite a bit. September 21. So 22, I think we did 6 weddings, including our own. So 5 and, traveled to like, I think I was in 3 of them. So bachelor parties, going all over the place. None of them were in South Carolina. So it was a lot of traveling, which I typically wouldn't be able to do working 6 days a week. That was really cool. I was still able to work and do some things, as I was away, like make some time for my business and not have to be here. So that was cool. I know everyone's like, oh, this is really a remote business. I was a little worried as well, because I started it here, like where I live. Yep. But yeah, I was able to knock a bunch of stuff out just from my computer. It was an iPad, actually. I lied. But yeah. And then from there, I've really noticed a lot of growth in myself as a business owner and like a professional. Right. So not only am I kind of instantly promoted myself from the grunt, the salesperson at the last company I was at. And now I'm like the owner and the accountant
head
and
everything. Honcho, yeah.
Right. So, but I've learned more about, like scaling a business, trying to grow a business. I've learned a lot about how to not take on too much when it's time to outsource, how to negotiate better. Like, honestly, it was kind of like a college degree, which I have, but it was a little cheaper. So,
yeah. And you could actually make money on it.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Yeah. Very cool. So with the remote model, you are in Myrtle Beach, you live there. Most of our franchisees also live in their location. However, kind of like me, I'm in LA. And I should go out to meet the people, but I'm kind of around the area. Would you say at the beginning when you started your business, it was more helpful to actually be there versus now, or is it kind of the same? How would you describe that?
It's kind of the same. What I do since I live in the place where I operate the business, it's a little easier for me to go out and make business connections. Okay. So sometimes I'll like door knock local businesses just to try to get some networking happening, right? Or I'll attend some events here with local business owners that we're kind of in a business that we can support their business, right? So real estate agent functions, yep, or checking out all the different offices around here. Big property managers. We live in a vacation rental town. So the first like 4 weeks of my made this, I knocked on every property manager's door and I was like, I have one cleaner. I wonder. And they're like, oh yeah, we have 450 units. When can you guys start? I was like, let me go ahead and start recruiting some more. So yeah, I think that's probably the biggest benefit of living where you're doing your business. Otherwise, I mean, phone calls are great though. I've been in sales my whole life. You can definitely make a relationship and build rapport over the phone. So it's not a necessity, but you know, I'm pretty cute. So people like seeing me versus talking to me.
That's how you open up your sales calls with everyone. Look, I'm pretty cute. I'm just going to show up in person.
No, I text them a photo like 5 minutes before our meeting and they're like, oh wow, this guy's handsome.
Awesome, man. Well, one thing I'm curious on, and I think a lot of people would be curious on, is how does your role transition over time? So you've been running what I call a remote local type of business for almost 2 years. When you first started, what were you doing? And over time, how has your role within your own business shifted?
Yeah, that's a great question. When I first started, I didn't have any like team members to assist me. I was like, all right, mm-hmm, I'm going to work and I'm going to just go as lean as possible and try to do everything I can in between my appointments. So I was answering calls. I was interviewing cleaners. I was scheduling different cleaning jobs. I mean, pretty much every function of the business, right? I'm looking at the QuickBooks, driving home, like, sorry, don't, if there's any police that listen to this, you know, don't give them my location. I'm driving home, like answering emails and looking at stuff and trying to set up different quoting engines and respond to customers and everything, right? I wore every single hat, and I have a lot of hats, but I wore every single hat. And now I've transitioned out of most of that to where I can really focus on the business as a whole, right? People talk about working in the business versus on the business. And I feel like I'm very close to being fully on the business. There's, because I also am working like full time with this, I still do some management tasks with the remote team members. Obviously we have like a weekly meeting for an hour and a few other things, but mostly I get a chance to, hey, how are we doing this week? How's the health of the business? How can I improve this? How can I reduce these costs so that we're more profitable without bringing in more business in the short term? And then how can I use that money that I'm saving to bring in new business, right? Like those kind of ideas that are, or usually I think we just had a conversation. How do I use the money that I'm saving by being a little bit more lean to then outsource more activities of mine, right?
There we go. So,
those are the things I can focus more on instead of, you know, being drained, talking to customers all day.
What do you think the biggest secret was for you to transition from that? Where at the beginning, you're just doing a lot. You finally hired a couple of remote team members. They're doing a lot of the work, but there's still a piece of it. You don't just hire them and say, cool, like I'm set, I've accomplished and I'm now working on the business. What has been the key for you to figure out how to move to working on your business quickly?
The key for me, I would say, so one of the like tenets of Made This is Kaizen, which I didn't know until I started to Made This. Mm-hmm. So that constant improvement has been good. When I brought those remote team members on, I really wanted to train them up. They did have some experience prior. That's ongoing. So a lot of what I do is just kind of reinforcing, retraining. If we have a new policy, that's what I'm focusing on in that manner. I want to keep improving as a business owner, and I don't feel like having my boots on the ground, like cleaning the houses or answering the phone, like that's not a great use of my time. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So I guess just to answer the question that I've kind of forgot already, just kidding. Moving forward a little bit better as a business owner, the growth as a business owner is kind of my Kaizen, my constant improvement. So did I answer that question fully?
I think it's fine. It's just pretty much like, I think you did, and I'll try to summarize it, which is what allowed you to quickly move away from working in the business, working on the business. I think your answer was just kind of focusing on the constant improvement where you hire people, have them constantly improve and get to that point.
Absolutely. Yeah. I definitely don't want to take any time away from them doing their job, right? With micromanaging or anything like that. So we only have like once a week meetings, and then we have our quarterly reviews. Everything else is kind of on a day-to-day basis if it needs a touch point. But I really encourage them to always get better, and I have to hold myself to that same standard. So,
Cool. I love that. Dan, I'm super curious. When you started, what was the actual hardest part that you didn't think would be the hardest part, but for you was the hardest part?
Man, confidence. I know. I just thought it was handsome, okay. But in the same breath, I was scared. I said I worked in sales my whole life, and I was a real estate agent, right? And I was a solo agent for a while. Starting this is a lot different because that's basically like 1099, you're still kind of like a contractor under a broker. I wasn't my own broker or anything. So starting this, I was like, this is me. And that's how I felt about it. At least like my face is out there, which again, yep. Handsome, but the confidence part of it was really tough. Just to know that I could do it, which is probably why I didn't try to do it all myself, right? Mm. This system of support and having a plan in place, systems already ready to go, I could plug into, helped me with that. But that's probably the biggest, even still today, that's probably my biggest challenge. If I get approached by like a large company and they're like, hey, we have all these units and this and that, the first thing I do in my head is like, no, we need to manage it. I don't want to jump headfirst into there. So that's probably the hardest part starting, and like knowing that I could do it with this system. And then it kind of proved itself, over the last year and a half. Absolutely, it can be done. Nothing went wrong. This business is, nothing can happen bad in this business, right? No one's going to die if a place doesn't get cleaned on time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think that was it.
Yeah. No, I like the answer. Well, I'm curious, what was the most surprising thing about this business model or about just being in business for yourself that you didn't expect?
I would say the fact that I've actually got to meet like some other business owners in town through this, and I feel more a sense of community of where I live. It's probably the most surprising thing. Coming into this being totally remote, I was like, well, okay, I'm not going to be answering phones. I'm not going to be doing anything. It's all going to be outsourced. I'm going to be laying on the beach that's, 500 feet from my house. It's surprising. Just the other day, as a matter of fact, we had a customer that was working with us and she left this great review. I ended up calling her. Sometimes I touch base because she had a couple of questions, and she owns the, it's like two streets down from my house. She owns the Southern House of Pancakes.
Oh,
and
wow.
We just cleaned her house, and I've seen her in there many times. So we probably talked 30 minutes on the phone, and so I got to meet her, and next time I go get some pancakes, I'll say hey to her. But things like that, like feeling more connected to my community, is probably the most surprising thing that came out of this.
Yeah, I love that. And I always think that's such an understated aspect of getting in business, is your network becomes other business owners, because you guys just end up talking the same lingo. You have a common interest. And oftentimes other business owners are just as, bold, right? They're the people who take risk in life, and they're just kind of fascinating characters in my mind. And that becomes your network, right? So once you're in business, you could start talking the lingo. Everyone knows you're in business, and they kind of know what kind of person you are already. It just changes the game, in my opinion.
Absolutely. It does. Yeah.
Yeah. Dan, what's been the most helpful for you over the last couple of years? What has been something where you're like, oh, this is helping along my journey the most?
It's the community that we've built, like that you built, Neil, within made this, the support that I have. If I have a question, no matter how small, or like if it's a big idea, or like, how do I do this technical thing? There's always someone there to help me within made this franchising. So I would honestly say it's that support system in the community that's being built with within made this.
Awesome. Well, that's cool to hear. I love that, because especially in business, I always think you can go far alone, but business is a marathon, right? Like, it's not just, hey, who can get there fastest? It's who could survive the longest. And a lot of that has to do with community, to make sure you're not actually in there alone. So whether you're in made this, or you're in another type of business model, maybe even for yourself, I think you always got to have that community, or else it's a really, really lonely road.
Absolutely. And you can't do anything alone, really. There's only a few people in life that can truly make something unique in their own, right? It takes a lot. It takes a lot of brain power. It takes a very specific kind of person, type, whatever. I don't know all the personality profiles, but so for me, because I'm, except in the face department, just kidding, I'm so painfully average, is how I feel inside. And it was like, okay, I can follow somebody who's made something great and it's proven. And then along the way to meet, all these other business owners that I feel like are just like me, but also in the same way they're, I just look, I see myself in the other business owners that come into the Made This franchise. And I think that's what makes this, this so great. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Dan, I don't know if you feel this way, but I look at a lot of our other franchisees. I'm like, holy shit, you're way smarter than me.
Yeah.
You should just like, wow, you guys are really smart.
Yeah. I get to meet every single one of them. And I tell that to everyone. We just had a new franchisee sign up and they were saying something and I'm like, man, I am pretty dumb, aren't I?
Dan, rounding it up, man. I'm curious, what are your plans for the future? What do you actually want to do in terms of business goals, career goals, life goals, whatever?
Yeah, I really have found a lot of success within the Made This franchise is how I feel. And I found a lot of that through you and the other people in this community. So in growing this business and having it for as long as I can, I'd love to obviously keep my Made This around and have everything pretty much completely outsourced at that point. Moving forward though, I would really love to help other business owners like overcome that confidence hurdle and things that I had in the beginning. Look, I made the decision, I got over it, but it took a lot. And sometimes people don't have a community of business owners or a community of people that have made the transition from like a corporate job into relying on themselves. Sure. So it's really hard to wrap your head around that. And the people in your life might not be able to answer those questions. So I would love in some capacity to be able to maybe consult for small businesses that are having a hard time to move forward, or maybe be some kind of like business coach or mindset coach. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Again, I might self-deprecate a lot in terms of like how I feel inside, but I would really love to help others in that respect. That's probably the biggest thing that I've understood about myself through this journey.
Very cool, man. I think you're on the path of being able to do that and inspire a ton of people as well with this story, man. So
cool.
Definitely there. Dan, thanks so much for hopping on, man. Been awesome.
Of course. Neil, thanks for having me, man. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks again for listening, guys. There are two ways I could help you out. Number one is with Made This Franchise. If you want to get into business but don't want to go at it alone, we have you covered with everything from A to Z. Check out madethisfranchise.com to start your own remote local business. The next is with the Remote Local Blueprint, which is a course I launched to teach you the foundations of starting your own remote local business in any niche. It's do it yourself at your own pace, and you can check that out at blueprint.beremotelocal.com.